Welcome to Family Worship Center. Hallelujah. Are you ready to worship tonight, church? It seems like these weeks are just flying by, right? But we welcome you tonight. We pray that you are blessed. Amen. And that you're healthy. We say hello to our online viewers. Pray that you are well. And we welcome you and your participation online tonight and your presence. We just heard some good news. A couple of our friends, they tested negative. Hallelujah. So we're praising the Lord for that. Hallelujah. This COVID don't have no control. Hallelujah. Over us and our families. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Tonight's children's classes, Kristen has Zion's Lions, and Liza has Kingdom Kids. I believe they're going to combine and have like a little party tonight for the holiday. In that note, our Jaywalkers, it's our mini youth group. We started it in September, and Kristen and Liz have been working very hard with our youth, and they have grown. And in this day and age, it was unusual. They tried to put a program together, and because of COVID issues, a lot of them couldn't meet, and ones would come, and this one would come, but they made it happen. Would you stand with me? Don't forget offerings up here. Wave to somebody. Amen. But Father, we come before you tonight with humble hearts, Lord God, and thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord God. Thank you for this time of year, Lord God. Let us just live and breathe Christmas every day of the year. Father, there's something about this time of year that stirs us, hallelujah, and let us carry it into the new year, Father God. We pray, Lord God, tonight for our service, Lord Jesus. We pray for the song ministry, Lord Jesus. We pray for the sermon, Lord God. Let it touch our hearts, pierce our hearts, Lord God, and if we need something to change us, Lord God, you will shed that light upon that, Lord God, and we thank you for the ones that are here, the ones that are listening online. Father, it's all about you, and as we lift up your name, we will behold you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We just give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
You're the song. welcome everyone tonight. Oh, God is good. We're going to do some Christmas songs now, so I'm sure everybody's already in the Christmas mood.
Yep.
Absolutely. It didn't really sound very familiar. I heard one person say they were in a mood for Christmas. I know this has been a tough year, but God's still good and God's still blessing us.
Of his love and wonders.
Into a new year. Come on, I want you to hear this. Listen, I want you to know there's power, there's redeeming power, hallelujah, that today is the day the Lord has made. I want you to hear this. I want you to know that whatever fear was in last year, come on, amen, whatever doubts, whatever sin, whatever those things are that were behind us, hallelujah, we're moving on. And I just declare, hallelujah, I'm not going to take my past, I'm not going to take my fear, I'm not bringing doubt with me into this next year. Come on, I'm not bringing those things that might wear me down, those things that I carry that pull me down time and time again. whatever that might be, whatever those things might be that we know in our hearts that wear us down, that wear us down, that cause us to be frustrated, that we take hold of things that we're not meant to hold on to. I'm here to tell you tonight, I feel this in my spirit. Let there be a release that we say, I'm taking nothing else but Jesus, hallelujah, nothing else. I want you to declare that tonight. Say nothing else. I want you to say it with me. Let there be a release right here, right now. Say nothing else. Nothing else, yeah. And nothing else. Nothing else to do. I just want you. And nothing else.
Come on, build it up.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else to do. I just want you.
Come on.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Jesus.
Nothing else to do. I just want you.
Hallelujah.
And nothing else.
Oh.
And nothing else. Nothing else to do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else,
oh,
nothing else.
Come on, just close your eyes and bow your
hands.
Want
you.
Oh, I just want you.
And nothing else.
Oh.
And nothing else.
I need your grace, Lord.
Nothing else to do.
Oh.
I just want you. And nothing else.
Oh, Jesus.
And nothing else.
Nothing else,
nothing else,
nothing else
will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do.
Oh,
I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else to do.
Oh, hallelujah.
I just want
you're more than enough, you're more than enough.
Nothing else.
You're more than enough, you're more than enough.
Nothing
else.
Nothing else.
Nothing
else to do.
Oh,
I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do.
Just as Jesus was entered into the wilderness, I just feel his heart that he didn't need anything else for that journey. Didn't need food. It's nothing else. He didn't need anything else, hallelujah, to sustain him but the Father. As he stood upon the Word of God that broke through, hallelujah, the dry season, it's the Word of God. It's the life of God, hallelujah, that sustains you, that quickens you, that causes you to get back up, that causes you to run when you're weary, hallelujah, when you feel like you're going to fail, hallelujah. It is the Word in the life of God, hallelujah, that resurrects, hallelujah, that causes you to have life, hallelujah, that moves you on, hallelujah, that encourages you, that strengthens you. I can't live without this Word. I can't live without this Word. There's nothing else but this that I stand upon, that gives me hope, that gives me purpose, that breaks down heavy yokes, that breaks me through no matter what it is. As I stand upon God's Word, as I be in a place that I'm unmovable, but I'll stand upon your Word, Christ Jesus. I won't be moved from it. I won't be deterred from it. I won't be shaken. No matter what is around me, no matter what might fall, I stand upon the Word, Christ Jesus. Everything might fall, but my Word never fails, he says. never fails. It'll never fail you. Whatever He says about you is true. Catch it. Whatever He says about you or for you, that He says He's given to you, it's truth. It's unshakable. Father God, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for who You are. I thank You for Your power. I thank You for Your might. I thank You, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. I thank You, God. God, Lord, move in our hearts tonight, God. Let our hearts be in a place, to God, Lord, that we hear Your voice. Let nothing else distract us. Let nothing else we give our attention to but You, God. Hallelujah. As You make way for us. Hallelujah. As You make way. Oh, as we hold on to Your hand and hold on to Your word, God, You never fail us. You never fail us. Can you say that He never fails? He never fails. He never fails. He never fails. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You. You may be seated. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Satisfy me, only You, Jesus. Only You, only You, Lord. Only You satisfy me, Lord. You satisfy me, Lord. Hallelujah. Only You, only You, only You, Lord. Only You, Lord. Hallelujah. You satisfy me, God. You satisfy me. Hallelujah. You know, I just pray that we just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. See, I want you to know that it's the Holy Spirit that it's by the Spirit that we drink and we're washed. Hallelujah. We're cleansed. We're renewed and refreshed. It's out of the place of the Spirit that the Bible says that Jesus declared that out of your bellies will flow. So I want you to know as we worship and we praise, we begin to release what is within us by faith. But I don't feel anything. Oh, we're not meant to do that. We're meant to move by the Spirit of God. Because Jesus said, out of your bellies. Tell your neighbor, out of your belly. Hallelujah. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of your bellies, hallelujah, will flow. I want you to know that it's not just meant for you, hallelujah. A well is for you, but a river is for everybody else, hallelujah. A river is for everybody else, hallelujah. There's a river. Say there's a river, hallelujah. We create a river as we join together. Is that necessary? I've heard people say, is it necessary to do what you do? I'm telling you what, I can't do without it, hallelujah. I'm moved by faith, not emotion, hallelujah. It's not about what I feel, hallelujah. It's not about that, hallelujah. But it's about what I know. It's about what God says, hallelujah. See, because feelings, they come and go. Feelings fail me. Come on, amen. Feelings hurt me. Come on, there's feelings that I feel that they're always great. Emotions are awesome. I love emotions. But I'm telling you, I don't build my life upon those. I build my life upon Christ. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And upon His word about what He says, about what He declares, to call things that are not as though they are. To call things. Say call things. I'm calling some things that aren't to be this year. I said I'm calling some things, hallelujah, that might not be in my life, hallelujah, in the natural, in the flesh, but I'm declaring those things that they will be, hallelujah. Say they will be. These aren't just a wish list, it's God's list, hallelujah. It's what God's promised me. It's the things that God has promised that I stand upon. Nothing else. All the rest will fail me. All the rest will leave me empty and dry, but He will never. Thank you, praise team. I bring it for my wife. God bless you. Hallelujah. Listen, before I came up tonight, I got a Brother Lee spoke something to me. He said that we're going into this year. He says that there's going to be, it's a year of awe and wonder. Listen, I want you to say this. And when he said it to me, my spirit leaped. When he spoke that to me, see, I want you to know the news might tell me, oh, next year is going to be a year of uck and blunder. It's the only thing that rhymed. And you can receive it. Or you can receive, this will be the year of awe and wonder. Hallelujah. Do you receive that tonight? Come on, amen. I receive that in my heart. Hallelujah. I stand upon that. Amen. I believe that with all my heart, that God wants to bless you. Amen. He wants to pour his blessings upon your life. He wants to bless you. Amen. But we got to do one thing and one thing only, that we need to behold him. Say, behold him. We need to behold him for who he is, all that he is, in his awe and in his wonder. Amen. Hallelujah. It might not be what you expect. Amen. They weren't expecting a baby in a manger. Hallelujah. But they were in awe and wonder when they arrived. Amen. When they were arrived, they were in awe and wonder. Hallelujah. It might not be what you expect, but I tell you what, when you meet it, when you see it, when you know it, hallelujah, there's something that'll resonate within you, that'll quicken you, that'll stir you. We each need to be in that place. Listen, I want you to hear this. I felt that we need to go out of this season, out of this year, into the next year. I'm not limping, hallelujah, not wounded, but we need to go in healed, amen. Loose, say loosed. I'm going to say it again, say loosed. I need to be loosed, hallelujah, from some things that will try to attach to you, that will try to get on you, but you might say, well, I'm saved. I'm here to help you tonight, because sometimes there's some things that get on us that aren't meant to be on us that we need to be loosed from. We need to be loosed from. There's things that will try to hold on to us. There's things that will try to get us to lose momentum, to not move on, to be stuck. Say stuck. We weren't meant to be stuck. 1 John 3:1. Say this with me. Behold. Man, I just sat and just looked at this scripture over and over again. Say, behold. Behold, to see and observe. See, to behold, it means to see and observe. To be in awe and wonder of. To be in awe and wonder of. He says, what manner of love? What manner of love? I wrote this down. What manner? A way in which it is done. The way in which it is done. That he says that behold what manner of love this is. What manner of love, the way in which a thing is done. Wow. He says, Father, the love of the Father, he says, hath bestowed upon us, say us. This love that God has bestowed upon us, that he's already given to me. Amen. Say he's given it to me. He's already gave me love. He's already poured it upon me. That, listen, now I need to do one thing. I need to behold, hallelujah, this love, this manner of love, this love that he has poured upon me, that he's released unto me into my life. And he says that we should be called the sons of God. That we recognize this manner of love that he's bestowed upon us, that now, say now, I could be called a son of God. I'm not an orphan, hallelujah. I'm not an orphan, I'm not forgotten, but I am a son and daughter of God. And he says, therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. He says, beloved, now are we, the sons of God. Say now. 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 I want you to hear this. It's not something that will be. It is. Hallelujah. That we need to begin to declare those things that we might not see with our eyes. Amen. That they be manifest, that we agree with it and we believe it and we stand upon it. That say, I am now a son of the Most High God. That I'm going to receive what He's already done for me. I'm going to let it penetrate my heart. I'm going to let it be released into me. I'm going to begin to let it work in my life, that it can begin to be shed abroad to those that are around me. That this kind of love, this is the love that God bestowed upon me through His Son, Jesus Christ. That He revealed to me this love. It was an unconditional love. It was a love without merit. It was a love that was released to me no matter what. When people weren't looking for Him, Jesus released this love to those that were around, those ones that were bound, those ones that were chained and in bondage of religion, hallelujah, trying to get it done, trying to get through life. Jesus came, He entered in. It was this kind of love that God bestowed upon us that entered this world, hallelujah, that God Himself revealed Himself. This kind of love, this is the manner of love that I reveal to you, that you believe that you are the sons of the Most High God. That you would walk in it. That you would appropriate it. Come on, amen. Say, take it. See, I want you to hear this, that we got to take it. It's a choice. It's a choice every day. What do we do when we marry somebody? When you marry every single day, it's a choice, isn't it? I could choose to say, not me. I wouldn't do that. She might. Another day. Say, it's a choice. Everything's not always easy, but it's a choice. To declare nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Come on, I want you to hear that in your heart. That is what God wants us to walk in, because Jesus demonstrated it on the earth as He walked before us. Even in the midst of temptation, where the challenge came even upon Him to be challenged by what God said. But He stood on it. Even though He couldn't see it. He's seen a rock there. And the enemy says, turn it into bread. I'm hungry. Come on, amen. There might be a need. But your love for God is greater than the hunger that is in you for something in your flesh. Come on. God's looking for a people that are hungry for Him. That are thirsty for Him. That desire Him. That are pressed through. I want you to know, when I want something, when I desire something, and you look at it, you take that, you do everything that you can to get what you want. See, God's looking for us, that Jesus demonstrated that as He walked. He revealed that no matter what came His way, no matter how ugly it was, no matter how dark it was, He revealed this love, demonstrated it to me, to you, to walk in this as He walked in the Spirit. To show us to walk in His power, the power of God Almighty. Not weak, hallelujah. Not bullied by the enemy, but be able to stand up with the authority from heaven, hallelujah. To stand with the authority and the recognition. Well, when the enemy hears you, that he doesn't recognize your voice, but he recognizes the voice of the Father. Hallelujah. He recognizes the voice of the Father. You're not speaking your words, but you're speaking God's words. I'm here to tell you, the enemy will not recognize, hallelujah, the words of your words, but he'll recognize the words of the Father. Hallelujah. You know it'll cause him to shake. You know it'll cause him to fear. The word that comes from God and God alone. You know it'll change your circumstances, your situations. The word of God. Not my words. Not what I say. Oh, but it's so hard. So you can grumble. You can complain. We can talk about it all day long, but it'll never change anything. But when I stand upon God's word and I believe it and I make it mine, say, own it. When I own that word for myself, I got to do that. It is what it is. It will never fail. But I have to take ownership of it. I have to participate. I have to appropriate it into my life and let it begin to get within me. Hallelujah. Let it begin to challenge me. Let it begin to move me and be empowered by the Spirit of God to move and walk in that word. See, Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit to walk out that word. He was able to overcome because He walked in the Spirit. He didn't walk in His own flesh, but He walked in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I reached my word limit. He says, beloved, we are the sons of God. Doth not you yet appear? It might not appear, it might not feel like it or see like it. You might not see it like it, but we don't move by sight. I want you to hear this. Listen. Listen. We move by sight. That when I see it, I'll believe it. When I see it, I'll believe it. But I want you to know, Jesus says, no, no, no. When you believe it, you're going to see it, Kelly. See, when you believe it, hallelujah, when it begins to get rooted within your heart, when you begin to believe what God has said and let it begin to get root. See, he said that this is faith that Moses had, that Moses believed even when his body was dead, hallelujah, in himself, where that he was not able to produce by his own strength something, hallelujah. When he was at the end, he was 100 years or seven, how old was he? Yeah, when God gave him that word, whatever, 75 or what, something like that. But when he had the child, it was 100, whatever it was. But it's old. Offended, because I told my young kid, he's like, man, he says 40. He says, that sounds so old. I said, listen, be careful, bro. Be careful. Tread lightly. He said, what do you mean? I said, listen, because the older you get, those ones that are in front of you, they look pretty young. They look younger and younger. So 75 is young. It's the new 45 for me. Say the new 45. Amen. That's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, I want you to get this. So Moses or Abraham, he believed whenever he didn't see it. He believed it. Hallelujah. That thing that was not, he believed that it was. It said he believed the God that would cause the dead to rise, that would turn the dead, the ones that were dead, alive again, that he would turn whatever that might be that is dead, he will bring it to life again. Say whatever it is, hallelujah, he will bring it alive again. That's what God does, that we begin to stand on that word. That's what God's word does if we're immovable about it, stand upon it. So he says, when you shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I said this last week, and I want us to get this. Listen, he wants you to be an appearance of him in the earth, every one of us. If you want to begin to get a glimpse of what purpose is in life, is whenever you begin to let God, the Spirit of God, move in your life, that you let God appear through you in your life, that there be expression from heaven on earth. Amen. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that you become the expression of God. That's what God desires you to be. Amen. To be the expression here on earth of who he is in heaven. Amen. Galatians 5:15. He says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Say one word. Even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I want you to get this and understand something. But listen, me trying to love anybody outside of God is impossible. Trying to love somebody beyond myself or more than myself. To love thy neighbor as yourself. I want you to hear this, the problem that sometimes we recognize that we see that there's not much love out there because we don't recognize the love for ourselves, that we don't appropriate or take hold of that this kind of love. He says, God says that we need to behold this manner of love that God has bestowed, that we could say that we are the sons of God, that when we recognize by faith who we are in him, we're able to express a love that we can't do it on our own. But it's in a love that we embrace from God that we beheld, amen, this manner of love that he's bestowed upon me, that now, say now, I can release it because I believe that he loves me, that I know that he loves you. See, this is an amazing revelation that I got. It's so simple. When I first got saved, I took hold of this one word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only. He gave that God loves me. Say God loves me. He loves me. That was a great revelation of God. But we're to proceed in understanding of God. We're to proceed to go farther. Say go farther. In this love. And as I begin to believe God's love for me, guess what happened to me? I begin to see God's love for you. So I'm here to tell you, I'm not here to scold anybody, but if my love, hallelujah, for others not there, I gotta stop and wonder if I believe God's love for me. That he says, behold this manner of love. When you recognize this, you'll begin to take hold of it and realize it and begin to release it to others around you. If we don't believe it for ourselves, I can never love you the right way. Amen? Y'all looking at me funny. All right? He said this. He says, for brethren, I have been called unto liberty, only to use this liberty for occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one another. This I say then, walk. Say walk. in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If I walk in the spirit, if I receive by the spirit what he's done for me, amen, as I take hold of it, say take hold of it. He says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. He says that you cannot do things that you would, that you try to do on your own. You can't do it. Say, I can't do it. We need to be empowered by the Spirit of God. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, say now. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And it begins to go through all of them. You know them. But then it says, say the fruit of the Spirit. Say the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is this. Love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness. Goodness. Faith. Meekness. Temperance. And against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection of the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. I want us to understand this and get a hold of this. There's something powerful about us recognizing about walking in the Spirit, being moved by the Spirit, giving Him my attention, letting God begin to work in my spirit and begin to flow through me, that I give Him my attention. See, I want you to know the church knows how to be saved, but the church needs to walk in the power of walking in the Spirit by hearing what the Spirit is saying, to have an ear what the Spirit is saying, to open the door when He knocks, amen? To begin to move whenever the Spirit of God moves. But what happens is our flesh sometimes is at a place where that it's bound, it's restricted, amen, and it doesn't let us move on. It keeps us back from walking in the Spirit, amen, and it restricts us. And we begin, when we don't walk in that love, when we don't recognize His love for me, I can't recognize it for you. So automatically, I begin to lose my peace. I begin to lose my gentleness, my kindness, my meekness, my long-suffering. All those things begin to fall on the wayside because I didn't experience the love of God through the Spirit as I receive it and walk in it. See, because I need to trust God. I need to, as I walk in the Spirit, means I'm trusting God. I'm believing who He is in my life. I'm believing that He has the best for me, that the choice that I choose Him every single day is greater than anything else that I might experience through that day. Come on, amen. You got me tonight? Listen, so that if we live in the Spirit, let us walk. If you live in the Spirit, but we're to behold His power, to walk in the Spirit, to be in line with the Spirit of His Word. We don't move outside of it. And what I want us to get is we walk in faith as we begin to take hold of His Word. As we believe His Word, as we stand upon this Word, as we agree with God's Word about our life, you don't move outside of it, but you walk within it. Say, stay in line. We stay in line with God's Word. Because here's the thing, the Bible says that we follow love, follow the Spirit. And if I step outside of that, I lose my peace, I lose my joy. You say, I don't have any peace, I don't have any joy. We got to stop. We got to recognize, we got to say, wow. I need to be in check. I need to be walking with the Spirit. I need to be moving with what God's saying. I need to be in agreement. Because it means when I stop walking in the Spirit, that means I stop standing upon the Word. I stopped agreeing somewhere. Say somewhere. Somewhere I stopped agreeing with who God was about me or for me or through me. Say somewhere. Come on, I'm trying to get somewhere. Trying to agree with that Word. If I don't agree with that Word, if I don't believe that Word, if I don't walk in that Word, we can't pick and choose. How many guys know there's times that I read the Word of God and it causes me pain? But I want you to know when I feel pain, when I stop feeling pain, I'm dead. But when I feel pain, I want you to know that that pain is causing me to recognize something. When it quickens, when it pokes my heart, when it causes me, it's causing me to realize I'm alive, that I need to be awakened. Whenever I'm numb to that pain and it doesn't bother me anymore, I'm asleep. I'm not awakened to the Spirit of God. We need to be awakened to it. We need to be moved by it. It needs to move me. I need to be thrilled by God. So sad that sometimes you go in churches and it's dead. There's no life. I want you to know that when you're in awe on something, I wrote this down. Feeling the realities of His mercy of Christ, ultimate triumph, strongly enough, when you feel it strongly enough, it will inspire you to shout. It will inspire you to dance. It will inspire you to do something. I'm here, listen, I can relate. You might be able to relate to something. How many of you have ever had something happen to you that made you go, "Yeah!" Anybody? Everybody? When the Steelers score a touchdown, you can hear it in my house, and that's nothing. But if I can't be, I got to stop and say, I got to question and wonder, where am I at? If that hunger and I'm not inspired to cause me to shout or just do a dance when I recognize and I stop and those words of that music causes to arrest me, hallelujah, and it grips my heart, hallelujah, it leaves me in awe and wonder. It causes me to stop what I'm doing and recognize He's bigger than this. Hallelujah. See, there's something about that that will cause me to say, is it necessary? I don't know. But I got to because I'm inspired by the Spirit of God to do something. Hallelujah. Whether it is to shout, whether it is to cry, whether something, I am moved by that inspiration of the Spirit. And sometimes it's just about moving. Sometimes it'll come upon you and you're like, you push it down. That maybe you feel like dancing or running around the church, but you push it down. Maybe that's your breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you. Maybe it's your breakthrough that God's waiting for you to step out, to call things that are not as though they are. As you begin to step into something before you see it, like the children of Israel, when they begin to shout to a wall and say it's going to fall and nothing happens. When they walk around it and they're worshiping and they're blessing the Lord and nothing happens. Say nothing happens. But God's waiting to see what sometimes God's watching and moving and seeing how what's our response. Might seem foolish. Say pride. Sometimes there might be something that's breaking off us that God's trying to loosen from us. To this reminds me of a man named Lazarus. This is a story that Jesus demonstrated that this man, that God declared something. He says, this is not unto death, but this is for the glory. Say glory.
Glory.
Of the Lord. See, your circumstances, God desires them to be demonstrations. I want you to hear this. See, God wants your daily living, your circumstances, the things that you go through, the things that you might have between one another, these things in your life, not just to end that way, but to become demonstrations, hallelujah, an appearing of who He is in your life and to others around you. But sometimes we can't get beyond our own self. Say, I can't get beyond myself. I want you to know to have life, to have breakthrough. Jesus says, I am the way. We need to walk in the Spirit. I am the truth. We need to walk in the truth. I am the life. We need to walk in the life. Say demonstration. John 11. Let me read this to you. Are you okay? He says, now there was a man who was sick and his name was Lazarus. He says, and I'm going to go down. He says, and this sickness is not unto death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Man, just right there, every one of us. See, this word is not dead, it's alive. I pray this inspires you. I pray that this moves your heart. That you recognize that when I read this word, it's not just words. It is the power of God that wants to be demonstrated in my life. That just like with Lazarus, that no matter what you're going through, God says that it can be for the glory of God. See, I can stop in my own self, in my own flesh, hallelujah, that thing will end that place and I won't get no victory. Or I can let it, give it to God and walk in victory in Him, amen, and God gets the glory for it. But I'm here to tell you that whether or not, it doesn't matter which way you go, God's still going to get the glory for it. Say whether I like it or not. So out of the mess, even out of your mess, even out of your defeat, God's going to get the glory out of it. But God wants you to walk and He wants you to benefit from the circumstance and the situation, hallelujah, that in the midst of it, there's praises declared, hallelujah, out of your obedience to Him. See, Abraham could have stayed in that place and never produced an heir. But he chose to walk in the Spirit of God. To demonstrate the glory of God.
Amen?
He says, but he heard that, and he says, and Jesus abode for 2 days. After he heard, say, after he heard, Jesus abode for 2 days. I want you to hear this and understand something. Your circumstances will try, the enemy will do everything he can to cause your circumstances and your flesh to be offended at God. Say, every day. I'm here to tell you, that's why we're to walk in the Spirit. Because your flesh will cause you to be offended with God. Because why? God doesn't work on your timeline. God will not agree with your pity party. I feel it right now. Come on, hallelujah. He will not agree. I wish he would. Come on, amen. Because I can cry pretty loud, amen. I got a really good story. God, Lord, you don't know. And if he doesn't respond the way that I want, I can be easily offended. But you see, God knows there's something in me that needed offended so that it can move. Say, so it could be loosed. He knew there was an offense within me, and sometimes the circumstances come my way that in the midst of that thing will cause me to be quickened, hallelujah, that won't stay in that place, that'll be moved because we're called to walk in the Spirit. All right, here we go. And it says, and there he goes. Jesus goes through all this, and he comes there, and he spent that time in that place. And then all of a sudden, I love this. I'm going to give you these quick little hits, amen. There was a guy named Thomas. Remember Thomas, Doubting Thomas? He's a Didymus, and he said this unto them after he said that Lazarus was dead. Say he's dead. That all of a sudden, I'm here to tell you, come on, I want you to catch this. There's times in our life where that you feel like this. You feel like the air has went out of you. The next, here's what happened, he said. He says, and let us, this is what he said, let us go. This is hidden in this thing. It says this, and he put it there because this is us sometimes. Let us go that we might die with him. How many, we've done that. Oh yeah, let's go. Let's die with him. He never leaves me. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the healer, hallelujah, never leaves me nor forsakes me, hallelujah. And we got to recognize it. We got to be aware of it, amen. Even though we feel, oh, I know that God this and that, but God's still God, amen. He's not controlled by time. He's not controlled by your feelings, but he's God. He stands upon his word. Do you know what moves God? Faith. Faith without works is dead. If I want to please God, I have to have faith, believing. Then Jesus said to me, found that he had lain in the grave for 4 days. Say 4 days. Time's up. But not for God. So here they come. They come running out there. And Martha, he entered in there and he says, she was offended by this and she was hurt by this. And Jesus said to her, he says, I am. Say, I am. I am the resurrection and life. That he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But he's been dead for 4 days. I'm here to tell you something. We got to stop listening to all the other voices, even though it might be. I'm gonna shake you for a second. You ready? It might be the facts. Say the facts. It might be the facts, but when my facts get to know the great I am, hallelujah, then it can become the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Then it can become the truth. When I introduce, hallelujah, my facts to the great I am, to my healer. Amen. That no matter what you might feel, whatever the facts are about your health, I need to stand upon God's word. And what does God's word says? That by my stripes you were healed. Hallelujah. Say, I were healed. I know that don't sound right, but you say that. Were healed. Am I helping you tonight? He says, and yet you shall live. And whoever liveth and shall believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Believe me. Say, I'll never die. Say, I'll never die. I want you to get this and understand the most important thing that he's concerned about is your eternity. About where you are with him in your heart. About being saved, about receiving Christ. Say, receiving Christ into my life as my Savior. I want you to get that and understand something. For me to have eternal life, I have to be saved. I have to receive Christ into my life as my Savior, not by what someone else says, but I got to recognize Him as my Savior. There has to be a confession. The Bible says to confess with your mouth. I want you to hear this tonight. To confess with your mouth. Say it with me. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you shall be saved. Amen. That's the Word of God. So listen, when I confess and believe in my heart, I am saved. That settles it. The enemy will come along to try to convince you that you're not, try to convince you about what you used to be, will try to tell you about your past, but you need to remind him that in your future, what Jesus gave you, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ, that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm set free. So he said this, he says, and then as they come, he says, and then Mary finally comes. He says, and then Mary, when she has come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down to his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also that were weeping came to her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. I want you to know what troubled him was their unbelief in who he was. Their recognition of the problem and not of him as the resurrection and the life. You know what causes God to groan and to weep is us not recognizing that he is who he is. Forgive us, God. And he says, and he said, where have you laid him? Jesus is getting to business. He says, and they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind? I want you to get this and recognize this real quick. That those ones that were there, not his disciples, that were other ones that were there, were moved by their unbelief and their unfaith. They were moved by it. They're not having faith in Jesus. And Jesus, therefore, this is what I want you to recognize. Your faith can move people. Your faith in God can inspire. Your faith in God can cause people to be quickened. And he says, and Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, to the grave, it was a cave, and stone was laid upon it. And Jesus says, take away the stone. And here they are again. This is us that we're again arguing with what Jesus is or who he is. That we're arguing. He says, oh, I'm going to say it again. But he stinks. It's been 4 days. I'm here to help you. I feel like God's saying this to us sometimes. Just agree with me. I'm here to help you. Come on, amen. This word will set you free. This word will move you, amen. This word will quicken you. If you begin to agree with it, hallelujah, it'll move you, amen. Don't agree with your flesh, because your flesh wants to tell you, put your hands down. Stop clapping your hand. Don't be moved by the Spirit of God. Don't dance, hallelujah. It doesn't look good. People might think you're foolish, or you might feel like jumping up and down. That might be all that you know. I knew a lady that she just knew one move. And she just moved back and forth. Whew. Whatever you got, offer it to God. Someone says this, he says, Ben, if I just wish that God would give me a dance. God does not give you the dance. You give God the dance. Whew. And he said this, he says, take away the stone. And Martha said to him, he says, he stink. He says, and Jesus said unto her, he said, I not unto thee, did I not say unto you, trying to quicken her. He says that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see. If you wouldest, you shouldest. If you wouldest believe, you shouldest see. Yeah, but we want to see it, and then we'll believe it. I'm not going to be moved by that. But I want you to believe me. I am who I said I am. I can do what I said I can do. And I can do it through you. So he says, and they took away the stone. He says, see the glory of God. To see the glory of God. See, I want you to see this. Your faith believing will cause you to see the glory of God. The weightness of God. The greatness of God. The wonder and the awe of who he is. I'm going into 2021 with expectation of awe and wonder. Of awe and wonder, of no matter what it is. I'm going into 2021 with expectation for miracles. Hallelujah. For God, hallelujah, to quicken the dead to come alive. I'm going into 2021 watching God cause those that were sick to get back up again. Hallelujah. I'm going into 2021 going with expectation that God will deliver those ones that are bound. Hallelujah, that they be loosed. See, Jesus was going into it with expectation. He was not going into a tomb to see it the way it is. He was going to see it the way God's seen it. I'm not going into another place and seeing something dead for another year. I'm going in with expectation and fire in my heart, burning. Like Jesus says, let's get it done. I want you to see what I see. It doesn't stink. 2020 stinks. But I ain't staying there. I want to see the glory of God. Give me a minute. Come on. Amen. He says, and he took away the stone from that place which was dead. And Jesus, he lifted up his eyes and he said, Father, catch this. He said, Father, I thank you. I thank you that you hear my request. He didn't do it. Nothing happened. But Jesus, like I want to be, seeing things that are not as those they are. See, Jesus was in line with his love from the Father, that the Father heard his prayer. We need to go before the Father knowing that he hears me, believing by faith that he hears me. Come on, say he hears me. Come on, amen, that he hears me. Jesus demonstrated us this relationship that he had, that the Father heard my prayer. Hallelujah. He heard my request, and it was in line with the Father's word. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says that no man might perish. So listen, and he says, and he knew that thou hast heard me, and he knew that thou hearest, and I know that you hear me always. Say always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, and they believed, they may believe that thou hast sent me, that this will be a confirmation. And when he had spoken these words, he cried out with a loud voice that he declared a name. Because I'm here to tell you that if he didn't speak the name of Lazarus, everybody that was in the nearby tomb would have got up from the dead. But he spoke his words directly and says, Lazarus, get out of, arise. He says, and when he did, he says, and when he had that was dead, came forth bound. Say bound, hand and foot. You could go ahead and play something, brother. Say bound, hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him. Say loose him. And let him go. I got 5 minutes to speak this. I want you to catch this. Please catch this. Amen. I want you to know that this was a demonstration for something great. There's people, unfortunately, that are saved but are asleep. There's still some people that are saved that are redeemed, that are going to heaven, that are saved. But God was demonstrating something to us. They're still bound in grave clothes. This arrested me all week long. There's ones that are his children that are still bound to things in the past, things that he delivered them from. He come hopping out. There's people getting on with life are just hopping. They're not walking. They're stumbling. They're trying to find their way. See, I want you to know that he came to give you life, but he came to give you life more abundantly, not just for someday, but you could be a demonstration of him in your life. That you be not loosed, that you be loosed. The Bible says, in Isaiah 55, shake off the dust. Loose yourselves from the bounds of wickedness. Loose yourself. There's some things I want you to recognize that by the Spirit of God, not by my strength, but by walking in the Spirit, believing what God says about me, believing the love that He has for me, that endures through the pain, through the suffering, through no matter what it is, that will cause the chains to break off my life. But I choose to receive the power to walk through whatever it is. I don't stay bound to it no more. There's some things, whether that's sin, whether it's sickness, whether it's evil spiritual influences, or whether it's me not having boldness, that I'm not thrilled by His presence, that I'm so bound by pride that I can't lift my hands to my Savior because I'm worried about what someone might think about me. I'm worried to dance when I feel moved to celebrate His glorious goodness. I can't help it. That His presence and His love for me arrests me, and that mercy that was shed for me causes me to either bow my face and to be arrested, and to be quickened. See, it's that love that He has that sometimes it keeps me from declaring that love that He has for me. Sometimes that our own things in the past from slamming us down, from things that we're going through. Sometimes our flesh doesn't let us declare what God says because of doubt and because of fear. And it causes us not to speak clearly. Grave clothes that try to bind us and hold us back. And they catch on everything as we walk. They get snagged. It's people that are getting snagged, not having peace, not having joy, not having hope, not having purpose. And they're getting snagged. I want you to hear this and know that Jesus Himself demonstrated this same story with a donkey. I'm not comparing anybody to that. I'm saying this for my own self. And He told His disciples, I want you to go, hallelujah, and get the donkey that's tied up. It's at a crossroads. Hear me tonight. See, but I want you to get this and understand something. That donkey was redeemed. See, because if you understand customs, that when that mule was born, donkey was born, there had to be a sacrifice. Say redeemed. But he was still bound. So I want you to hear this and know that's why God says to walk in the Spirit. That you let me demonstrate through your life my power and my might in your circumstance. Let me be a demonstration of all wonder. But that donkey was tied to a post. We're tied to something sometimes. Whether it's things in our past, from emotions, whether it's scars from hurts or whatever we've been through in our lives. He has set you free. He has redeemed you. He has called you out of the grave. Not to stay in grave clothes, not to be bound, but to be loosened. By faith, believing. So that donkey was at that place. And it's sometimes like us. I could see the green grass. I could see it over there. But every time you reach for it, it pulls you and it causes you not to move forward. You might be there tonight. But I'm here to tell you, the love of God was shed abroad for you to give you the power through the Holy Spirit to overcome sin, to overcome the grave, to walk in His might. To tear off the bounds of the chains that bind you, that keep you from not moving and living in life. God wants you to experience His Spirit. So He says, go get that donkey. And they said, what do we do if they tell Him? The enemy's got a question. What are you doing? And I'm here to tell you this. Jesus says, you tell him, I have use. I have use for him. God does not want a life to go wasted without Him demonstrating His goodness and mercy through your life. But being bound and being in grave clothes will keep us from that. But He wants you to be a demonstration to bring forth the glory entering in. Would you stand to your feet? The one in the New Testament, Jesus says this, the woman of 18 years was bound to the earth. She was bound. And Jesus seen her coming towards Him. And Jesus spoke to her. He said, "Woman, be thou loosed." Nothing happened. Without anything happening, He spoke it believing. You're going to be loosed today. Your life is about to experience the demonstration of the power of the Most High God. Right here. Becoming an opportunity for all generations to hear of. That's what God wants to do in you. That's what God wants to do in our lives. Each and every one of us. I want you to know that I go to work just like all of you, and I go places, and I'm telling you this. I watch God demonstrate. When I don't feel like it, when I'm not moved by my spirit, when I'm not moved, my emotions are dead, I'm tired, I'm weary. But it's those moments where God says, "I want to demonstrate through your life, Chris. I want to demonstrate because I got somebody, hallelujah, that needs me. And I want to use you." Are you willing? Are you willing to say yes to me? Are you willing to move forward, not move by emotion, not move by your feelings? Are you willing to loose yourself from dead clothes, from grave clothes, from things that have bound you, that have kept you from moving on? Are you ready to move on? Because I want to use you. So Jesus walked over, calling things that were not as though they were, and touched her. And she stood up. She stood up for the first time in years. God wants us to stand up as we hear the word of God and believe it by faith. His love for me, His mercy. She could have been angry and mad because of 18 years passed her by. But she chose to believe one word. Not 18 years of betrayal. Not 18 years of anger. Not 18 years of hurt. Not 18 years of feeling like she's a disappointment. But one day, one moment, one word changed her life. So I declare to you tonight, let this be the end of the year that we stand agreeing together. I'm going to agree with what He says. I'm going to walk in love despite anybody else. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. I'm walking in love. I'm walking in agreement with what God says about me. You might not agree what God says about me, but I do. You might not believe. Hallelujah. You don't have to believe for my healing. I need to believe it. I need to agree with it. I need to stand on it for my miracle. For whatever that might be in my life, I need to stand on it and not be moved. But God will put you with people like He did. And He says, He told the disciples, go loose him from those grave clothes. You go loose him. Sometimes there's some things you got to loose. But God wants to use you to loose those people that have been bound. As they watch you celebrate God and say, "My God, look how thrilled they are about this. Look at move. Look how moved they are. There's something about them. Hallelujah. I got to have what they have. I got to have that. I'm tired of living a dead life. Shake these things off me. Run." Right now, Heavenly Father, we come before You. Whatever it is. Father God, Lord, we surrender right here, right now. Everything, all to You, God. Whatever has tried to hold us down, all you that are watching on Facebook, whatever it might be, I declare right now that God has empowered you, that He has given you His helper, hallelujah, which is the Holy Spirit, to cause you to be quickened and to be moved So right now, if you've never received the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and you desired, I want you to receive it right now in Jesus' name. I want you to receive it, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands, hallelujah, that you desire to be filled, hallelujah. God, Lord, your word says that we ask and we shall receive, hallelujah. Lord, it is the promise that you've given to us, God. And those that are saved, God, those that received you in your life as your Savior, you said it was the promise to the church that they can walk in authority and power by your Spirit and by your might, God. So by faith, we believe, God, that you fill those ones that are hungry for you right now in Jesus' name. Right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quicken them right where they're at. Right where they're at. Right now. Right now. Right now. You begin to move in their life like never before. You begin to move like never before, God. You begin to shift things, hallelujah, out of the way, God. It's by your Spirit, God. I pray that there be a recognition, hallelujah, right now, that they can't experience the fullness of your love without the Spirit. But it's your Spirit that quickens us, teaches us. So we receive that right now in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Facebook. Forget to come out on Christmas, our service on Wednesday. We'll be live streaming. If you're able to make it, come on out. If not, we'll be online. God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. Amen.